As a new vaccine option promises some relief for beleaguered rollout efforts, the Senate this week takes up a nearly $2 trillion economic relief package. The bill passed the House early Saturday morning, but by a narrow margin and with no Republican support. For the latest on negotiations, we're joined by NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Sue, House Democrats wanted a $15 minimum wage in the bill, but the Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian determined the wage hike couldn't be included under the rules of budget reconciliation, which is the process Democrats are using. So now some liberal Democrats want to push businesses to increase wages themselves. What's the latest on that front?
Well, it doesn't seem like it's going to be likely. What Democrats had said, and again, all Democrats supported the $15 minimum wage, like you said, they're just using a process that isn't going to allow for it. Democrats did say they would look for other ways to advance the wage. The House is likely to pass a standalone minimum wage increase, although, again, that's going to hit a familiar Senate roadblock with the filibuster. But what Senate Democrats had immediately said is they would look at maybe changing the tax code, saying that big corporations that don't pay their workers a certain amount of wages could face tax penalties. They've backed away from that. We haven't seen the final decision, but sources tell us that they're unlikely to include that for a couple of reasons. One, it's a bit complicated. We're not entirely sure how they would implement that in the tax code. And even if it's an idea that sounds good to a lot of Democrats, there was some real reluctance into rushing in some kind of major tax code change in just days without the chance to kind of give it a more thorough review to see how it would work or any potential unintended consequences, like would make major corporations shift full-time workers into contractors to avoid skirting those kind of rules. So it's on pause for now, even if the idea itself is still pretty popular with a lot of Democrats.
I see a lot of Democrats, but the wage hike could have run into some fracturing within the Democratic Senate. And all 50 Democratic senators probably do need to sign on to this bill for it to pass, because it's unlikely to get any Republican support. So what are Senate Democrats still working out to reach a consensus, Sue?
Yeah, I mean, the irony here is saying that the wage can't be in the bill probably made it easier to get it through the Senate. There was a couple of Democrats, certainly more moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who were skeptical about that wage increase. And without it in it, you know, this bill's probably on a glide path to passing in the Senate. I don't think that any Democrat is really interested in denying Joe Biden of a major win in his first 100 days in office. And on the whole, Democrats support the policies in this bill. As you said, it's likely headed towards a 50-50 vote. Vice President Kamala Harris will probably have to break the tie. There's no indication that we're going to get any Republican support for this bill, although I think Democrats knew that from the very beginning, and that's why they chose to use a process that wouldn't need Republicans in the first place.
So what are the Republican objections then, if it looks like zero are going to sign on?
Well, they would say that a lot of this bill isn't about COVID-19 relief. And in a lot of ways, they're right. You know, they'll also say that Democrats are using this legislation to try to advance policies that they wanted to promote long before the pandemic. In a lot of ways, they're right. You know, Democrats probably wouldn't even argue with those attacks. Democrats are trying this. This is really all about economic relief. There's a lot of things in there, like the stimulus checks, extended unemployment benefits, and a new interesting policy that Democrats are trying to use that would give sort of like a experiment in universal basic income, that it would change the tax code to allow for monthly payments to people for parents who have dependents at home. And Democrats say this could be one of the best advancements of eliminating child poverty. So, yeah, there's a lot of things in here that are Democratic policies. The thing is that a lot of these policies are really popular with the public. So Democrats are looking at bipartisan as how the country views it, not necessarily how Republicans view it.
And they're saying Republicans will get what they want, maybe more than they want. That's NPR's Susan Davis. Thanks, Sue.